The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there were many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him who has and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever I ask you in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me anything, I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you know the warm, fuzzy feeling of knowing that you are loved? As a child, it always seemed like it was a long way to see my family. In fact, it was a car trips back then were really long. I'll show my age. It was before interstates. To get to the west side of Cleveland to the east side of Cleveland took an hour from Rocky River to Lyndhurst. My grandparents lived in Columbus. That was a 5.5 hour trip to get to Columbus. I remember many times going out to see family and then coming home late at night. It would be dark outside, and then there would be that rhythmic whir of the engine, and slowly in the back of the car, I would drift off to sleep. I would be sleeping when suddenly I would feel arms around me and reaching for me and lifting me out of my seat. Half asleep, I would reach up and wrap my arms around the neck of my mom or dad who was carrying me into the house. And I would gently hug them around the neck. And they would hold on to me till they got me upstairs and into the bed and under the covers. And I would return to the world of dreams. Do you know the warm, fuzzy feeling of knowing that you are loved? Knowing that you are loved so purely, so tenderly, and so unconditionally. It works the other way around, too. As a parent, I used to treasure those times when I would rock my two daughters down to sleep in a rocking chair, and how they would wrap their little arms around my neck and lay their head on my shoulder and perhaps lean on the side of my neck. And if they drooled a little bit, that was okay. Again, pure, tender, unconditional love. Sometimes they might even put their head up and dreamily gaze into my eyes with tenderness. And then they would put their heads back onto my shoulders and drift back to sleep. Those were days that I treasured. Those days are also, unfortunately, a long time ago. I'm going to have to now wait till grandchildren, which I now can say will be Thanksgiving of this year. Wonderful announcement for Mother's Day. You know, it's hard to put those warm, fuzzy feelings into words. But I think First Peter does it in a marvelous way. It's not the warm, fuzzy feeling of a parent for a child or a child for a parent or even spouses with one another. But it's about God's love for us. You know, each time it comes around, I look forward to not just reading 1 Peter 2, but having it read to me, because those words tell me that I am loved and that I am special and I am treasured in the sight of God. Let me read you that few verses from 1 Peter 2. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you might proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, now you have received mercy. You know, it's just two verses. But listen to how God describes our relationship with him. It says, we are chosen. It says, in his eyes, we are royalty. It says, we are holy, which means set apart to be something special. And we are God's own. And it says, we are to walk in his most marvelous light. We are his people. And we are a people that have received grace and mercy. Now, I must be honest with you. There are days that I don't feel very chosen. There are days that I don't feel like royalty. And I don't feel real special. I can get bogged down in the cares of this world. I can get distracted from my calling to live as a child of God. You know, I get tired. Sometimes I even feel like I'm burned out. You know, I know these can be exhausting times. Life is really fast-paced, isn't it? We are no longer just pulled in two directions, but a number of directions all at the same time. Sometimes we get so busy that the important things just kind of get left behind. Like caring for our families, or caring for ourselves, or caring about our relationship with God. The same thing can happen to groups, even a community of faith. Again, life is fast-paced, and we can feel like we're tugged in all sorts of directions at the same time. A few years ago, for Father's Day, we planted a really beautiful flowering cherry in the front yard of our house in Wadsworth. That was my tree. I would look outside, and there was this beautiful flowering cherry right in front of our, you could see it out the front door and out the picture window. It grew and grew, and its blossoms were just gorgeous. That tree was really special. And then one autumn afternoon, a thunderstorm rolled through Wadsworth, and the winds ripped that tree right out of the ground. And as it lay there on the ground, I was shocked at how little its roots were. It was no wonder that that tree came down. As marvelous as it seemed on the flowers and the leaves, it had no roots. It had no grounding. God wants to be your roots, your grounding. He wants the gift of Jesus Christ and the love that Jesus Christ shows us to be the cornerstones of our faith. And he reminds us of that by telling Peter that in God's eyes we are chosen, we are royalty, we are holy, we are children of God, and all that and even more. You know, those two verses remind me that God wants to wrap his arms around me and gently embrace me with that same love as a sleeping child getting lifted out of the seat of a car late at night. You know, as I struggle in this world, these are the words that I really need to hear and to be reminded of all the time. They give me hope, and they give me strength, and they are my cornerstone. Jesus says the same thing in the 11th chapter of Matthew. He says this: "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Amen.